The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hey. Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. And we will take your calls about anything. I'll give you those numbers here momentarily. But in studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And Conan, I know that a few years ago you had a child in school. Chris, it's probably been a little bit longer for you.
Not so many.
Just be glad you don't live in one Texas town with an elementary school student. The story from Magnolia, Texas, Bear Branch Elementary, to be exact. The principal there has decided that no matter how close you live to the school, that your student must either take the bus or you, as the parent, must wait in an hour-long car pickup line to pick up your student. You are not allowed to walk your student off campus. You will face a criminal charge.
Bear Branch Elementary. That sounds like a greenie school.
So,
what, do you have any background in the actual type of school that it is? It's public, I'm taking it.
Government-run school.
Hmm.
So nobody walks to school?
You can have your child walk to school, but you as the parent are not allowed to accompany them onto school property unless you're in a vehicle.
Fucking drive right through the front door. I like that.
The principal, Holly Ray, says that it's safer to have parents sit in their car for up to an hour or put the children on a bus than it is to allow the children to walk down the street with their parents.
So she is actually trying to prevent kiddies getting runned over or having to pay crossing guards or...
No, she's trying to prevent parents from walking up to the front door of the school and then walking away with their child.
Yeah, but she would have, the principal would have said that she was afraid of adults coming onto the premises.
No, they're always going to say it's for safety.
Yeah, I know. So what is her principal goal here? Is she trying to prevent?
She doesn't want parents walking onto the property.
Why? Because she wants the kids to stop walking?
Safety.
Or because she doesn't want adults coming on the school premises?
They don't want kids walking, I guess, because it's safer. If you never let a child walk, they're never going to fall down.
That's a good point.
If you never walk on a sidewalk, you'll never get hit by a car. You'll never step on a crack and break your mother's back.
I knew that was coming.
That's right. But I'm wondering if she's wanting to cut down on crossing guard.
Let me finish reading the story, and maybe there's something in here.
Sidewalk maintenance.
Come on, the conjecture's more fun.
Go ahead,
Daryl.
Wendy Jarman pulled her children out of the school on Monday and placed them into a private school. She lives in the neighborhood behind the school. Her children were walkers, and she escorted them, but they can't do that anymore because Holly Ray will not allow it. Ray has gotten Montgomery County constables to be her enforcers. Jarman says this has happened to many parents. They've been cited. They've been threatened. If they step one foot on school property, they will be arrested and charged with who knows what. Frank Young has one of the warnings. He also lives close to the school and has also pulled his children out of it. Young says no effort to negotiate a better policy or even hundreds of signatures on a petition to get the district to change the policy or bully tactics. Mr. Ray's policy is implying that a parent does not have the ability or capability to decide what is safest for her children and that the school district does. Young says, I disagree. And then there's a copy of the trespass warning in the article here, dated September 4th, 2015, at 4:09 p.m. Although this completely annoys me. It's written in military time, So it says 16:09 and then PM is circled.
Yeah.
That's... If it's 16:09, it's obviously PM.
Do one or the other. Leave it at that.
Yep. By the way, I wish we would change over to military time. It makes it so much easier.
Really?
Doing math, you know, calculating the hours. I don't know.
It is easier in some circumstances.
It's easier.
Young Francis Benjamin III, who was born on February 2nd, 1977, was given a no trespass warning signed by Deputy R. Simpson of the Montgomery County Constable's Office that entry onto or into the business, private property, or private residence herein described as Magnolia School District, located at all school property of any kind. So he is not allowed to enter or remain on the school property. And, well, that means he can't walk his child to school anymore. The article says, since the policy was implemented at the beginning of the school year, many parents have become fed up, calling it a ridiculous situation. One father, Jeff Windinger, says people start lining up here about 2:30 p.m. for a 3:25 dismissal. The school is on a busy five-lane highway, and the school has decided parents are not capable of handling the situation safely and must abide by these rules. Not all parents are angry over the policy, however. One mother says, I'll sit here for 45 minutes to an hour so that I know my daughter is safe. It doesn't bother me. Some parents, however, aren't willing to tolerate it and have pulled their children out of the school.
Good.
Some of the teachers and other staff are leaving the school.
Good.
As well.
Excellent.
So it says nothing in here about the actual reason other than the principal saying safety. So, Mr. Conspiracy Conan, go ahead with all of your weird reasons of why the actual untold reason on this.
Well, I only have two reasons, I kept asking you. Is it because she doesn't want adults coming on the premises, and they have to screen these adults, and she doesn't want to deal with that?
She's not said that.
Or she is really worried about kids walking home and getting runned over.
She also did not say that. So they're using the catch-all safety, and safety could mean anything.
Maybe this will clear it up for you. A school district spokesman told KPRC2 that the intent of the policy was to ensure the safety of the 639 students enrolled.
Right, but
does that
safety
help?
How?
Does that clear things up for you?
No, that's
better.
He's even more confused.
It's
well,
better,
now
it's
I know.
Better. All right. So, and usually, how do you get in public schools? How do you get rid of a principal? Is it a school board thing? Is it a school admin thing?
I don't know how the school principal at the Magnolia Independent School District in Montgomery County, Texas, hires or fires their school principal.
Like most government departments, you always have a slew of folks that you didn't vote for, that you didn't put there, that applied for the job.
Nobody votes for the principal.
Yeah, I that's what I'm saying. And so you've got the person in charge of your kids, the top of the list, who you didn't vote into office. And how do you get
office?
How do you get rid of
that
person?
A job.
How do you get rid of that person?
Well, you
plant a paperclip on them and then call Chris Cantwell.
The challenge is, and this is why these things are so tough to resolve. We do elect a school board. The school board probably selects a superintendent who then hires principals.
Right.
I think that's going to be somewhat how
right.
it goes.
And they hire the janitors. And are you going to demand that the janitor be an elected position now because some janitor might do something that you don't like?
If it's public,
to continue.
All those positions are public. And so I should be able to voice my opinion and say, hey, look, this is a problem. And look, I got
so
a...
So lunch lady should be an elected position now that taxpayers should waste more money on.
I'm saying it shouldn't be public, and that will fix everything.
That
would
kind of solve everything. The real issue of why it's so hard to fire any of these people is because...
Tenure.
Unions.
Tenure. Thank you, Conan. Unions. And every one of those employees is going to belong to a teacher's union, a school administrator's union, so they have all that pull, all that weight behind them that makes it very tough to challenge them. Even if you know, all the students got together and, you know, stormed the superintendent with pitchforks, it's still going to be very difficult to remove them.
And what are your thoughts on this? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, and we're on Skype, LRN.FM.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about parents being told you're not allowed onto school property unless you're in a vehicle. We don't want any of those walkers over here. And when I first saw walkers, even though I don't watch The Walking Dead, I know that that's what they call the zombies. And so when I saw that, I was just thinking, ah, zombies. They don't want zombies on the school.
Yeah, you know, I don't walk anywhere.
Really?
I'm always jogging. And I'm always that strange guy jogging through the parking lot.
So yeah. You're the
people are and maybe
I
they're
don't
stopping.
Trust joggers.
Yeah, they stop and they look around because they think they're going to get mugged or something. But I'm just running to the front door.
Joggers are the people that always find the dead bodies.
That's a good point. So when I heard this, I immediately thought of Bill Hicks. Bill Hicks is talking about being in
Alex Jones,
Kentucky, or something like that, and he's in a Waffle House and he's just reading a book and.
What you reading for?
What you reading for, says the waitress. That's what I thought.
Not what are you reading.
The strangest part about this is that the powers that be are trying their darndest, and I said darndest because this is from Texas, to get kids to walk because it is in such decline these days. A reason right here is reported a 13%. It's at 13%.
Yeah.
I mean, and so
what's at 13%?
The kids that actually walk, the percentage of kids that walk.
They want that to be zero.
When I was
this particular school or this principal wants it to be zero. But I know here in our community, they're going above and beyond, like spending money on sidewalks and parking guards all over the place. And right now, they're going through my community and they're putting these stupid bike. Lanes.
Oh, that's great.
To incentivize people to walk.
Well, generally, they want people to ride their bike in the bike lane. The sidewalk
is
for walking.
It's a bike / walking lane.
I refer to it as the...
It's an anti-car lane.
That's the right side passing lane, as far as I'm concerned.
No.
But you got...
That's definitely not right side passing lane.
I'm pretty sure it is. But we even have the first lady, Let's move.
Let's
move all the way from the car door.
January 20th,
and let's get all the calories out of the food, and make it gray. It's the gray food that I guess has been a complete failure.
Gray food?
Gray the elementary food. Our first lady's attempt to make the public school food healthy.
I didn't know that was called gray food.
I haven't either.
It looks gray when you're done with it. When you take all the good fat out of it, and it's just nothing but rice cake.
Are you making up terms again, or is this something that...
Before I Google,
when you take all the flavor and goodness out of food, you've got gray left. That's all that's left. Gray oatmeal.
Yeah, all right. Hey, oatmeal's not bad.
I'm starting a new slogan, make Conan...
Great again?
Intelligent again.
I can only get so much great.
So tell me more about what you're seeing over in that Reason article about this.
Just a lot of parents who are of the opinion that this is just a power-grabbing, ironclad principal who just wants to be in charge of everything. They don't really have any. All these guys are just talking about these parents. It's like, this woman's crazy. We don't have any control over
so
kids anymore.
Speculating.
And we're going to pull our kids out. And they either already have pulled them out, which is a good thing, or they're planning on it, which is a good thing, and taking their kids to private school. The only bad thing about all that is that they're still paying for the stupid public school, which is probably, in that budget of theirs, is probably going up this year, and they have no control.
Yeah. Well, the budget has to go up because we're going to have fewer students.
That's right.
And our test scores didn't go up, so we must throw more money at it.
And we had to hire...
We don't want to be average.
No.
We had to hire on a special patrolman to walk around the school grounds.
To make sure there were no zombies.
To hand out citations to parents.
Make sure no one was walking.
Parent, yes. Yeah. There you go. It's going
to
happen.
So I got a couple quotes. Quote, she's threatening to arrest people, Mother Wendy Jarman told KRIV about the school's principal, Holly Ray, before adding that she had pulled her children out of the school. Quote, this has happened to many parents. They have been cited. They have been threatened. If they step one foot onto a school property, they will be arrested and charged with who knows what. And the second quote I thought was good was, of course, from the school. Our first priority, we don't have mood music, do you? Can't do that, like some little birds tweeting in the background or anything.
I don't have that.
I guess we're just not.
If you would have told me, you know, half an hour ago that you wanted some mood music, I probably could have gotten.
You could have pulled out the old morning zoo setup and we'd be ready for it. But maybe you guys can hum or something. Our first priority at Bear Branch Elementary is to create a safe, nurturing learning environment for your child. The Wednesday statement said, with the support of the majority of our parents, the pickup has been running more efficiently as we are able to dismiss car riders within 30 minutes and dismiss walkers at 3:50 or sooner as the drive line diminishes.
Hmm. You know what?
So it only takes 30 minutes instead of 45, which that is an improvement, but still it seems like a little bit of overkill of threatening to arrest people if they walk onto school grounds before you say we're letting children that are walking home leave.
We got off school grounds in about 35 seconds at the latest. I mean, we just booked out of there. And most of my friends and I mean, we all walked to school.
Well, I did. I drove my bike 7.8 miles.
Wow.
One way.
Uphill in the snow.
Exactly. When you say bike, you mean bicycle?
A street bike.
Okay.
Big old so monster bike. No, not motorbikes. Bicycle. You know what's interesting? Before I pulled this article up, you called the school. The school's Bear Branch Elementary, which yes. I thought was very interesting. I looked it up and, oh, it's like bear, like grizzly bear. I was thinking bear.
B-A-R-E. You were thinking naked.
No, not naked. Yeah, that's where my mind was going.
Bear as in naked.
Bear branch, like switch. Like, what do you beat your kids with?
A bear branch.
You
a
don't
bear
branch. Beat your kids unless you're a complete a-hole.
This is a public school. Of course they're going to call their school Bear Branch. Kids better straighten up and better not walk to school. Or you're going to get the bear branch.
Chris, speaking of people that need the bear branch, or probably got the bear branch, you've got a story about some butt slapping that happened somewhere, sometime.
Well,
that
yes.
Codan apparently was not involved in.
As far as we know.
No.
Give us the story.
The headline, this is also from Reason, student suspended for rape because he didn't stop friends from slapping girl's butt. Judge rules against University of South Carolina, says due process was violated. So, this is kind of a twisted story, but I think it's kind of interesting. The University of South Carolina found a male student, quote, John Doe, unquote, responsible for sexual assault and suspended him for 2 years. But his alleged victim, a female student, quote, Jane, unquote, maintained that the sex between them was consensual. Doe was ultimately punished not because he hurt Jane, but because he did nothing to prevent two other males from having rough sex with her, from slapping her on the buttocks during an orgy.
Okay, this is definitely more interesting than I thought it was just from the title.
Where is this from?
Just remember, it's from
University
Reason.
Of Southern Carolina.
Just remember, we are on broadcast radio, so try to be genteel as we proceed. And your calls, welcome. 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's definitely more to this story about the college student arrested for someone, not him, someone slapping his girlfriend's buttocks during an orgy. And he was charged with some kind of sexual assault. We'll definitely get back into the story. But first, your calls, your thoughts. We've got Trey in Louisiana calling in on the app line. Trey, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, sir. Can y'all hear me okay? I'm driving an 18. Well, I just want to make sure I'm clear.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Let me ask you something. You know Gene Roddenberry's vision of the world in Star Trek?
I am not familiar with Star Trek.
I am.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was wondering if libertarianism falls in under that. You know, where in his vision, you know, there is no hunger, no pain, everybody's fine in the world.
I think that should be an ultimate goal of every movement. To get to do away with violence and to make everyone happy. I don't think it's possible. Not as we stand currently as evolved humans. I think we have a long way to go before we're actually able to live in that type of society, that utopia. I don't think it's possible at the current moment.
And the other thing that some science fiction writers talk about is, and this is sort of a topic, is the post-scarcity world. So, in other words, instead of the worlds where you know, everybody's fighting to survive. What happens when we evolve technologically to the point where there is no longer really scarcity, mm-hmm. when you have everything you need? If there's just so much of it to go around, it's fine.
Or we all are operating like Vulcans, where we are only trying to increase our minds, become more and more logical, and they take all the challenge out of it because they look beyond all of that, which it's what makes us great. The challenge gets me up in the morning, where I'll actually do things. Once you take all the challenge out of it, I'm just worthless. I just want to lay on the couch and watch TV. But
all right, Darryl. So let me bring Trey Bragg back on. Trey, any further thoughts on this?
No, sir. I was just wondering what y'all's thoughts on it was. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Trey.
Thanks.
Yeah, so I'm not very familiar with Star Trek. Like, I'm aware that it is some science fiction something another, and there's been several iterations of it.
Here's some examples. There is no currency. They just walk into the bar and they get a drink, and there's never currency ever brought up. So there's a prime example of the Star Trek world. All of the and I said there's no challenges, and yet everyone obeys this general. What's his title? Everyone's got rank, but they really don't have rank. They all follow the rules, and you know, they don't question the rules ever.
No, well, Kirk did. You know, I'm sort of jaded in this because I grew up with the original Star Trek, and I kind of skipped the rest of it because mm-hmm. it wasn't Kirk. And I watched the movies, but it is very militaristic. There is definitely a chain of command there, but you also have that little bit of, Kirk defying the rules, you know.
Which is what made his character interesting, and then all the other generals that he dealt with are ship captains,
right.
were all rule followers, and they were typical rule followers. Then you had Kirk, and he was the one to question, and you also had the Vulcan, who was supposed to be all logical, and he was the one and all sacrificed the individual for the greater good. And then he started coming around and was like, no, wait a minute. And by the way, he learned this from Kirk. He's like, no, yeah. wait a minute. You start sacrificing the individual, and you know, that's not humanity. That's not human at all.
Right.
Right, but hold on. Spock wasn't a human. He was half. Vulcan.
He was half.
He was always fighting with his Vulcan and his human side.
And then what was the thing of the Vulcan? They were like super logical something.
They had the race had dedicated themselves to developing themselves as the perfect example of a logical being.
And to removing all emotion from the equation, because emotion is what
right.
is the mind killer. It destroys society.
So without emotion, how do you perpetuate your species? Because you have to have emotion to drive passion, to drive you to what? To reproduce.
So that's Amok time.
I don't know what that means, but
that is the mating ritual.
I'm guessing there's no butt smacking in Vulcan.
No, there's butt kicking. That's where like the man has to kill his best friend in Amok time. Spock had to fight Kirk and kill him dead before he could choose his bride.
And by the way,
during the mating ritual, he had to kill someone
as part of it.
And you know what? If they didn't have that, they probably would have gone out of existence, the Vulcans, a long time ago. So this is as far as their evolution is concerned. This is the one thing that's kept them going. Is this time in their lives?
Okay.
Let me ask this question: is there butt smacking in Vulcan reproduction?
There could be.
Could be. Would if the Vulcans attended the University of South Carolina, would they wind up getting arrested as John Doe did?
I think they would be. I think they would be ousted. I think their name would be on a list, and everyone would know them for what they had done, and it would bring great shame to them and their families.
And their families, yes, very important. All
Chris,
right. So back to
tell
our
me
story.
About the butt smacking.
And to recap, and a male student, John Doe,
college student, by the way.
Student.
And when you read this headline to us before the show, my thought was, oh, high school kid slapped his girlfriend on the butt in the hallway, and some overzealous teacher decided to invoke zero tolerance.
This is exactly what I thought when you first said
sexual assault.
Yeah, this gets much weirder.
This has gone off the rails. This train is going off the rails.
This goes off the rails.
No, the train happened during the butt smacking, Conan.
All right, yes. So we have a male student, John Doe, who has been suspended for 2 years because the alleged victim a female student, Jane, even though the sex between them was consensual, Doe was punished, not because he hurt Jane, but because he did nothing to prevent two other males from having rough sex with her, from slapping her on the buttocks during an orgy. And I'll get through the rest of the story. That's just one of the mind-boggling details in Doe's lawsuit against USC. The California Court of Appeals recently sided with Doe, agreeing that the university violated his due process rights by not giving him a chance to defend himself, and ultimately convicted him.
Hold on. So why was the California Court of Appeals involved if this happened in South Carolina?
USC, University of Southern California.
California.
Did I say Carolina? I apologize.
Initially, you said South Carolina.
My bad. Yes, this all took place at USC.
Okay. The USC on the West Coast.
You got it.
Okay.
The decision also asserts that USC simply didn't have enough evidence against Doe to find him responsible. We agree with John that the evidence does not support the appeals panel's findings as to either violation, wrote Associate Justice Audrey Collins on behalf of two of her colleagues. There is no substantial evidence that John encouraged or permitted other students to slap Jane on the buttocks in violation of Section 11.44C. Evidently, there is a butt-slapping clause in the USC's handbook. Because the evidence does not demonstrate that John knew they would slap Jane or that John was in a position to prevent them from doing so, unquote. I told you this gets weird.
Now I'm just trying to figure out
who the players are.
Policy. No, like, who reads the policy? So I can nibble your ear, but I can't slap you on the butt.
I'd wager that this policy probably has something to do with, you know, preventing others from, I don't know. I can't even
I think if you're going to have sex, and this was probably at a party.
Well, in an orgy.
Definitely some kind of party happening. I don't know if it was like in the midst of, you know, some frat party. Maybe the story will tell us, and Conan, I definitely want your thought on this and whether or not anybody was even able to comprehend what the rules were. Was there a safe word? I guess is really the only question that
Beer.
We need to find out.
Bernie.
And of course, your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-718-3929. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial, with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-718-3929. That's 1-800-718-3929. 1-800-718-3929.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we're on Skype as well. Username is LRN.FM. In studio tonight is Daryl.
Chris.
And Conan.
And Chris, you're telling us about a guy who is known in court documents only as John Doe.
It's a sordid tale.
And his girlfriend, who is being referred to as Jane, no last name.
His one-time girlfriend.
It's, I don't know if they're together any longer.
Girlfriend.
But we'll get into that, too.
There was some kind of snooping going on involving a couple of other guys. And there was some butt slapping that did not happen by John, but it was Jane's butt that was being slapped, but John is taking the punishment.
To keep all the parts straight, the two butt slappers are referred to as student one and student two.
Okay.
Or thing one and thing two.
Okay. So he wound up appealing his suspension from the University of Southern California, and a California appeals court cited rule book section one something something paragraph blah 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 says thou shalt not slappeth the buttocks
or prevent people from buttock slapping.
But you were not in a position to where you could have prevented said slapping of the gluteus area, so therefore not guilty?
Well, we're going to get into that, but I want to give you a little background. This is going to tell you a little bit more about what actually happened.
Okay.
The incident took place at an off-campus fraternity party in January of 2013. Doe was a member of the fraternity. The other two males who attended the party were involved in the as were the other two males that were involved in the incident. Student one and student two were students from a different university. Jane attended the party with a group of friends.
And where did Jane go to school?
Jane went to USC, as far as I know.
Okay.
Yep. After dancing together, Jane Doe and student one went off to a bedroom together to have sex. All agreed that this encounter was consensual according to the court's decision. Later that evening, Jane and Doe return to the bedroom to have sex again. Jane maintains that their sexual activity remained consensual, but other men, likely including students 1 and 2, entered the room and also began performing sex acts on Jane. These acts became rough and culminated in one or two of the men, not Doe, slapping her butt.
Wait, how is butt slapping brought up when the rough sex was what probably was what really signaled this issue?
I think we're going to get there. Bear with me here.
All right, bear brand.
This is a complex story. At no point did Jane tell any of the men to stop. But she did begin to cry after the slapping. All sexual activity then ceased. Jane later texted Doe that she had a good time with him, but, quote, your friends suck, though, unquote.
We also don't know if Jane was in a position to actually verbalize anything.
For whatever reason.
Right.
We'll leave it at that.
If we're talking about, three dudes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Your friends suck, unquote. She approached him again at a party some weeks later, but he declined to dance with her.
Ooh, that's where he messed up.
So I think after that point, things took a turn for the worse. Months later, in August 2014, after discussing her confidence issues with a counselor, Jane decided that the incident constituted sexual assault and filed a complaint. Still, she maintained that she had consented to sex with Doe. It was the other man who had violated her. USC disagreed. Never mind what the victim is telling you. We as the college disagree.
Right, and you see this all the time in court documents to where it's not, Chris Reitman v. Conan Soliday, it's the state v. Conan Soliday because, somebody called the cops and said somebody did something, and then the cops are now the aggrieved party. It doesn't matter that you say, I don't want to press charges. No, we showed up and we filed a report, so therefore...
And if things went non-consensual, that's just wrong. That is just wrong, and she had every right to yell stop, and if she couldn't, that's still no excuse.
To find some way to
find some redress for her grievance. I get that part. But for the school to step in and say, no, I'm sorry, even though you were in the middle of all this, that doesn't matter. We're going to decide who's to charge.
Does the article mention whether Thing 1 and Thing 2 were actual students?
They were students of other universities.
Okay,
the University of Southern California cannot discipline someone that's not a student of the University of Southern California.
Right, here's my theory. They wanted to get someone, and the only one they could get was the student that went to their school.
Ah. The police could go after the people that actually did.
If there was actually a victim and there was actually a crime committed, the police probably would have gotten involved.
Yeah, but I think you got a good point. Somebody's going down for this. Who can we charge? There's only four people involved, and we can't do anything with two of them, one of them's a victim.
But having said that, when we had the Pumpkin Fest riots here in Keene, how many of those kids, the students who were visiting, by the way, who were also flipping cars and pulling signs out of the ground, who were at other schools, did any of those suffer the consequences? Or was it only,
I don't think so.
Or was it only Keene State students?
Only Keene State students.
There you go. So they're gonna get someone, but they don't have any jurisdiction over the students who are
out. The Keene police have jurisdiction over people, and I
thought some of them got charged.
Before the sovereign citizen people start calling in to say there is no jurisdiction because there is no Keene. If a car gets flipped over on Main Street of Keene, New Hampshire, the Keene police can investigate that and charge whoever does it.
And I believe
it doesn't matter if they go to the University of Connecticut.
So there was two punishments being doled out. There was punishments from Keene State College and from Keene Police Department.
Yes.
And I don't think the Keene Police Department actually wound up charging anybody outside that was not in Keene.
I don't remember.
I think I remember stories about kids having to come back over the summer to have their day in court. And
I thought those were just students that went to Keene State that they went back to Connecticut where they were originally from.
Yeah.
I think this is, I think this story is a good message for both sides. This is a good message for the dudes. Don't have group sex with your girlfriend who you don't really care much about because she's going to get back at you 2 weeks later if you don't really like her anymore. And to girls, this is probably a good example for you to not be all loose and letting in like you are, and because that's what the guy wants. He gets it. He's done with you.
Or if you are in a situation to where you are not able to verbalize your dissent of the situation, you hopefully would be able to physically show.
I think everyone was drunk and they were behaving typically, and they didn't realize what
you're
it actually.
Speculating that they were drunk.
I think that
it's probably a good guess.
I don't know.
Off campus fraternity party. I'm going to say everyone was drunk or on something. And no one realized what the hell they were doing because that's how these things typically go. And they woke up the next morning and they're like, oh, that wasn't a good idea. I'm sure glad there were no cameras and there's no camcorders involved because that crap would be going straight to the onlines.
Well, to me, the biggest issue in here is number one, random people in a university deciding who should be charged, having no problem whatsoever. And I don't know how anybody could look at this and say, how are you not violating John Doe's right of due process?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, it's everywhere. It's like at every turn. And you can just imagine them going, somebody in the room goes, I think we might be violating his due process. Yeah. Shut up, John.
And potentially ruining his life.
Right. But I think you were right earlier when you said somebody's going down for this. And if this guy's the only one, there's a little bit more that gets into it.
Yeah. To set an example.
Yeah, go ahead, jump into the rest of this because
this is rampant. This is what you do in these colleges. It's rampant, and the people in charge, they don't want it. They want on campus drinking and the parties and all this to go away, and so they have to set an example. And here we go. We got Doe. We can set an example finally.
Yep. So to recap, USC disagreed and accused Doe of violating 11 different sections of the student code on conduct, including, quote, endangering the health of others, unquote, engaging in obscene behavior in a university-sponsored event, and, quote, engaging in non-consensual sexual touching, unquote.
Ugh. Hopefully things wind up turning out better for this young man, and hopefully things wind up turning out better for everybody that was involved. Your thoughts on this or anything else that's on your mind are welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. We have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.